9, 8, 7.
Welcome to the Brain and Fogel Show. Every moment is an electrifying event. This is not just a podcast, it's a revolution of thought, unfiltered, real, and raw. The Brain and Fogel Show, where excellence meets evolution.
2, 1. This is the Brain and Fogel Show.
In 5 years, I will have the number one podcast on the planet. Watch and see. All right, what's up, everyone? This is the Brandon Fogel Show. We are gonna dive right into it. I am betting this video right here is not gonna get many views. And I'm betting a lot of my videos are not gonna get a lot of views. But right now I am just building a foundation. I am just churning away, just learning the stuffs, learning the ropes, getting my feet wet. And just getting after it. Right now, I am 38 years old. Goal for me is I will have the number one podcast on the planet by when I'm 43. So that's 5 years away, five-ish years away. Number one podcast. Ultimate goal is I want to have the top two podcasts on the planet. I have another show called Morning Coffee and Bible, and I would like this show, the Brandon Fogel Show, as well as Morning Coffee and Bible, to be the number one shows on the planet. Today, I am going to speak to you about speaking your realities into existence, speaking your dreams, more to be exact, into existence. Before you can even accomplish something, you got to say what you're going to do. You got to name your goals. You got to call them out, because if you don't call them out, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen, man. Because if you just sit back and just let life hit you, that you cannot control hit you, nothing, you are just going to be tossed to and fro, and you ain't going to be making stuff happen. I am going to be a person that's going to make stuff happen, and I want you to be a person that's going to make stuff happen. So what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in this life? What are your dreams, your highest aspirations? Call them out now. Throw it on YouTube. Throw it on the internet. Throw it on a Facebook, social media, and all those things. Put it out there. First of all, you're letting other people know that they can hold you accountable. And then, so say 4 or 5 years comes around, you can throw this video back in my face, you know, and I'm throwing it out there now. I'm putting it out there now. I am going to have the number one podcast on the planet. This show is going to blow up. A lot of you people out there, and me included, there's so many people out there in this world that just are just going by and do not stand out whatsoever. I wanted to bring this up. Tucker Carlson, he was a person for the longest time on TV. He was on his shows. He was like just a contributor. He made a difference, and he spoke a lot of awesome things, and people kind of listened to him. And it was like, you might be totally against Tucker Carlson. I don't know. But I'm just saying, him as a person, he was grinded it out for a long time, but then he skyrocketed, you know? And it's like, what changed, what viewpoint of ours changed that made us think, man, this is somebody we want to listen to and watch? What propels someone to that next level? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. First of all, you got to name it. You got to call it out. You got to make, I believe that Tucker Carlson, he thought he would become the greatest like he is. And another person I would like to bring up is Joe Rogan. And I talk about Joe Rogan so often. It's because I like Joe Rogan so much. I listen to his stuff and watch his stuff so often. And I just watching a video of his yesterday, he talked about, and I think it was actually with Tucker Carlson, but he was talking to him, and he said, and Tucker was asking, how did you get to this level? What did you do? What things did you put in place? And how long did it take you to get there? And he said, I was just having fun with it. I was just having fun with it. And I mean, really, honestly, before I even started even making even money was probably about 5 years into it. So it takes time, but where you're at, call it out. Call it out and just say, where are you headed? You got to set that North Star and that guiding light. What are you going to accomplish? Because if you don't do it, if you don't call it out, then you're just going to just keep going with the same thing. What are your dreams? What are your highest, the things that you want to accomplish in this life? Get after it. Call it out. I am going to have the number one podcast on the planet. You know, clip this video, clip it up. 5 years from now, throw it in my face if that is not the reality. But I am putting it out there. I am going to have the number one podcast on the planet. Another thing I wanted to say about Joe Rogan is, like, this made me think of it. Patrick Mahomes growing up, his favorite a star or football player that he liked and really loved and wanted to kind of be like that in a way, and he kind of emulated his game around, was Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was his favorite. My favorite is Joe Rogan. So I'm not going to be a replicate Joe Rogan. I'm going to be me to the fullest sense of the word, and I'm finding out how I can be me to the fullest sense of the word every day and how I can be more me. But Joe Rogan, he is a person that I look to, and I think, man, the way he does it, I mean, I love that. I'm going to take the good parts, and I'm going to, from any source, I'm going to take the good parts from Joe Rogan, as well as other podcasters, how they do it, as well as just people in general and what they do in their life and what they bring to the table. I'm going to take the best out of everything, and I want you to do that as well. We do not need to take everything from everyone and just that be it. We do not need to take everything all as it is. We can take the best out of things, and that's how we're going to get better, because everybody doesn't, even me spewing all of this, I'm not going to give you awesome words of wisdom every moment. You know, I might give you a word of wisdom once every other video. I don't know, but it's like, take the good out of what I say and apply it to your life. Take it what I say and just run with it. Whatever it is, you know, if you can glean anything good and that can make a difference in your life and can make an impact in your life and can take you to that next level, can just ignite you to go to that next level in your life, do it. But we got to call it out. We got to say what we are going to do. We got to say what we're going to do. We got to call it out because if we don't, we're just going to be wandering through life and not making any impact or making any difference in our life. You know, what are your highest dreams? What is it? I'm putting you on the spot. What is your, if you could do anything you wanted in this life, what would it be? Think about that. And man, just honestly, you got to think about it. You got to reflect on it, but then say it. You got to call it out. You got to call it out, and you got to say it, and then say it out to yourself. And then as you get more and more confident about it, just let it just expand around you. Expand around you. Tell your family, tell your friends, and just put it on the internet, man. Put it on the internet so other people see you and what you are going to accomplish. You know what I mean? I always thought, like, and I heard something like, if somebody wanted to, if they had a great idea, like, and I've had a lot of good ideas in my life, I would like to think. If you had a good idea and then you just want to hold that idea to yourself because you don't want anybody else to know. The only way you're actually going to make that idea a reality is if you start talking it out, if you start telling people about it. Don't hold it within yourself. You got to start telling people what you're going to do, and then they will start adding in. Because I talking over my previous show this past weekend, I just, like, if you don't talk things out, if you don't say things, what's on your mind and what you want to get done and accomplish in this life, you just hold it within you. You're not going to realize the wrong way that you're going about it. You're not going to realize how stupid the things that you're thinking might sound until you start putting it out there. And just hearing yourself, you will start being able to hone in and really dive in. Like, you can really get a tighter target of what you want to accomplish, because you're going to be able to remove all the bad elements of it. You're going to be able to improve it. You're going to just be able to just refine it that much better. So you just call out your dreams. Starts within your heart and in your mind. And then you got to say it out loud. Then you got to tell your family and friends. Then you got to just start telling just random people. And then you got to blow it up on the internet. I am going to have the number one podcast on the planet. I am going to have the number one podcast on the planet 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I will be 43. And I actually chose 40, like that age, because 43, that is one of my favorite numbers. How do I put it on the screen? 4-3. I guess everybody knows what 4-3 is, but that is one of my favorite numbers, you know? Well, I mean, why is 43 number one of my favorite numbers? I would say it became one of my favorite numbers because it's a Troy Polamalu. He an awesome football player. One of my favorite. Him and Ed Reed are my favorite football players of all time. Yeah, the balloons went up. The balloons went up. All right. We're going to cut her short. Actually, it's not really short. We're just going to cut it up. All right. I'm going to say it one more time. I will have the number one podcast on the planet 5 years from now. You just wait and watch and see. All right. Whatever your dreams are, get after it. Kill it. Name it and then go after it. All right. Hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace.